This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The trade war between Washington and Beijing intensified Friday. Reuters trade correspondent Andrea Shalal reports.
In another dramatic development on Friday, President Trump has now increased the tariffs on two sets of Chinese imports. One already in effect, that's $250 billion worth of Chinese goods, and additional tariffs that go into effect September 1st and December 15th. Both go up by 5%. One rate goes from 25 to 30%. The more sensitive goods that will potentially really affect American consumers, laptops, toys, clothing, those go up from 10% to 15%.
President Trump, on his way to the G7 summit, commented on this trade dispute.
China's been hurting our country for 30 years with the money they've been taking out. Other presidents should have done something about it, and they should have done it a long time ago, whether it was Clinton or Bush or Obama, any of them. They should have done something about it, and they didn't. I'm doing it, and I have no choice, because we're not going to lose close to $1 trillion a year to China, and China understands that.
Trump made the announcement after China on Friday said it was placing additional tariffs on $75 billion worth of American products. North Korea has conducted another missile launch, violating an apparent promise to President Trump to refrain from such tests after the conclusion of U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan's government first reported the launch, calling it a ballistic missile. South Korea's military confirmed the news minutes later, saying North Korea had fired two unknown projectiles from the South Hamgyong province into the sea off its eastern coast. Earlier this month, Mr. Trump said in a tweet that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un promised to stop launching the missiles in return to